Once upon a time, there were two beautiful kittens, Itty the kitty and Bitty the kitty corn. They loved to sing, dance, eat tuna, and especially go on adventures. In fact, they're on an adventure right now.
Itty bitty,
itty bitty,
itty and bitty,
itty and bitty,
kitty tails,
kitty tails.
This episode is called Itty and Bitty Go Camping. It was a sunny, beautiful day, but Itty and Bitty were bored again. What should we do? Everything is so boring. There's nothing new or fun or interesting or anything to do. Wait, we could go camping. Yes, that's a great idea. Let's pack. So Itty and Bitty packed all the necessities. Tuna, stuffed animals, tuna, our harmonica, tuna, a picture of Scott the monkey, tuna, a kitty ball, tuna, a nightlight, tuna, a tent, and last of all, did I say tuna? When they got to the camping ground, Itty and Bitty swiftly, or at least they tried to make it swift, put up their tent. Oof! Itty, get off of me. Sorry, I was just trying to put up my end of the tent. But your end is over there. This is my end. Wait, what? Okay, let's try again. Heave! But the tent collapsed on them. Okay, well, you know, let's just go rent a cabin. Luckily, Itty and Bitty had plenty of money from their recent muffin factory job. So they were able to rent a cabin. This cabin is nice. But wait, why is there no running water? And why is there no can opener? That reminds me, I'm pretty hungry. Oh no, I forgot tuna! It's okay, I remembered some. Bitty took out 25 cans of tuna out of her backpack. Wow. But how are we supposed to open them? It's not like you're a catacorn who can use her horn to open tuna cans. Actually, I am. Oh, well, that solves that problem. So let's just have a quick dinner, and then after that, we can get back to work. Okay. So Itty and Bitty had tuna straight from the can for dinner. They loved it. Well, after that, it wasn't quite dark, so they decided to go for a walk. But the problem was, as their walk went on, the sky became darker and darker until it was pitch black. Oh no, we forgot a flashlight! Ugh! Here, go through your backpack. We might have something. They pulled out the remains of what they had. A stuffed animal, a harmonica, a picture of Scott, a kitty ball, and a nightlight. There we go! We have a nightlight! That's perfect! But the problem is, we don't have anywhere to plug it in. Oh. Itty and Bitty searched through their backpack once again. Could we do something with this? Itty said, lifting up the picture of Scott and waving it high. Itty, that's just a picture of a monkey. Oh, I thought it had some magical powers. Nope, and there's nothing we can do. Stop acting so hopeless. It's not like we're lost in the woods and it's dark and we don't have a light. That's exactly what's going on. What do we do? Well, it's not like things could get any worse. But they could. Just then, it started to rain. You were saying? Said Bitty. The story will resume in a few minutes. Thank you for listening. Do you like muffins just like Itty and Bitty? If so, visit the Megan's house every Wednesday, and fresh, warm muffins will be served to you. And the good thing is, they are not tuna frosting mushy muffins. They will be fantastic. When we left off, Itty and Bitty were lost in the woods, it was raining, and they had no light. And nothing, pretty much, except for a picture of a monkey. But what one thing they did have was they had brains. "You were saying?" said Bitty. "Oh, don't be such a sourpuss. Look, if it rains, we might get a rainbow." "What good is a rainbow when we're stuck in the woods?" "Well, you know what? Even if we are lost in the woods until the end of time, and we have nothing to eat except for about 20 more cans of tuna, we do have a harmonica. So let's play a song on it." "Itty, stop! You're gonna wake up the bears." "Bears?" Now Itty was just as scared as Bitty was. "There are bears in this wood?" "Yes, and they're coming to eat us." Itty was terrified. She started to run as fast as she could. "Where are you going?" said Bitty. "I'm trying to go away from the bears. But I was just joking. There's probably no bears." But Bitty was wrong. Itty ran straight into the cave of a bear. Well, you can guess that Bitty screamed. And she might have fainted. But luckily, Bitty was brave, ventured into the cave, and held up the picture of Scott. "Don't eat my friend. If you eat her, I will call upon this monkey, and the monkey will chase you and throw bananas at you. So don't eat her." The bear stared at Bitty. In bear language, that means, "I wasn't going to eat her, but I certainly won't now. That monkey's terrifying." And the bear ran out of the cave as fast as she could. "Itty, Itty, are you okay?" Itty opened her eyes. "You saved me," she said. "Of course, that's what friends are for." Well, Itty looked out the cave door. "Hey, the rain has stopped. And look, there is a rainbow. And the sun is up. We were venturing in the woods all night. Now we can find our way home." Bitty stopped, looking out the cave door at the beautiful rising sun and the rainbow. "You know what, Itty? I don't want to go home. Let's play some kitty ball." And so they spent the rest of the afternoon playing in the woods. And then, once they were done playing, they decided to go find that bear. "I feel sorry for taking over her cave." And it turned out, once they found the bear was very nice and led them home. Then they ate tuna and had a party. And the interesting thing was the bear could talk. And the bear taught them all about how to pack in a sensible way to go camping. The end.
Itty bitty.
Itty bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Kitty tails.
Kitty tails.
Woo!
Woo!
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Itty and Bitty Kitty Tails.
But before you go, here I am, the bear, to tell you the moral of the story. The moral of the story is, if you go into the woods, always bring a picture of a monkey. It might save you from a bear.